Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The sun is coming up and it's really, really pretty. The sky's pretty. So if you can look east, do it. Just, you know, something we can all enjoy together as a family. It's nice. Hi, guys. It's Alice. It's Sarah and Vinny. It's almost Friday. I don't even like to say the name. It's Thursday. And it's Singles Appreciation Week. It's Singles Appreciation Week on Alice. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you will get single day tickets to Bottle Rock and Napa Valley. This year it's May 24th, 25th, and 26th. You get to pick one of those days, whichever day you'd like. You can look at the single day lineup at BottleRockNapaValley.com. And the best part is when you get to talk to Hooman, he'll tell you who the headliners are. And you're like, oh my God, I got to go on Sunday. Oh, Friday is the day for me. And Monday is actually Memorial Day. So, you know, if you get the Sunday tickets, it's not like you have to get, well, most people don't have to get up early for work. So call now. 800-400-3697. More chances to win coming up at 11, 2, and 4 p.m. So we're doing that all day.
We also would like to apologize to all of you singles out there. You'll never be the most eligible bachelor in the Bay Area.
But at least Hooman not is. This year.
Right.
Yeah, not for 2019.
2019.
Hooman is it.
Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yes.
Bryn posted up. There's the Nob Hill Gazette did a big layout on the 10 most eligible bachelors and bachelorettes.
Big
spread. Yeah. And a little blurb about Hooman in there and brand new headshots. Oh.
And if you're single. That Moana Lani? Is that it? What's her name?
Moana Lani.
Moana. My goodness.
Yeah.
That is who you should go ask.
Or Hooman Khalili.
Oh, right. Or Hooman, of course.
Woo.
Absolutely.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo.
Woo. Yeah. It's a great picture of you. You just look divine. It's very adorable. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you can see the whole thing.
Thank you.
Jeffries.
Yeah. What's her name?
Her.
Moana Lani.
That's the one. She's in the middle of the picture.
Does she have a photography company, I think, by her name?
Yeah, she's a photographer who runs her namesake agency. Mm-hmm. Her own, I guess.
Oh, Moana Lani.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Well, all these very eligible bachelors and bachelorettes. But freedom is the key.
I have to admit,
freedom.
My eye found Hooman first
freedom.
In that photo.
Oh, freedom! Oh, hell yeah, I found him. He stands out like a sore thumb. He's the hottest dude in the whole spread.
Yeah, he is.
Whoa. Oh, speaking of which,
yes.
is there a Big Brother tonight?
Yes, there is.
Dude,
oh, thank God.
What is the deal? I actually got, so I had whatever I had to do yesterday. Then we hung with our kids and we did our stuff and I got my taxes ready and all this stuff and I'm all right and now I'm showered and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to bed. I'm going downstairs and I'm going to sit down and I am going to watch Big Brother.
I told you 5 times this week already that it's not on Wednesday night.
I've been doing it
for you.
Yeah, but tonight it is on as well as tomorrow night. But tonight it's on at 9.
You think I know what day it is anymore?
Yes, Thursday.
I never know what day it is anymore.
So Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Wednesday is the finale.
Correct.
Texter wrote in and said, oh, it's Friday. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Friday.
I saw that
yes!
and I had to check too.
It's Friday.
Maybe they meant it's their Friday.
Maybe,
whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're like me and they don't know what day it is anymore.
Or we're totally bumming them out right now. What?
No.
It's not Friday?
Sorry, bud.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
So Thursday, 9 p.m., Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh. It's late. 9 is late.
I got downstairs. I sat down. The missus is like, oh, we're going to hang out for a minute.
And exactly 1 minute is what it was.
Yeah. And then I realized, I went, all right, I'm going to go to bed.
What a bummer.
Well, I mean, Big Brother, what's the deal? And what is this 9 o'clock crap?
I know.
What are you trying to do to me?
to make you stay up late.
Well, I don't want to.
Yesterday, late in the show, you were mentioning that something about Queen turning down a spot to open the Oscars.
That was the rumor.
Yeah, it turns out it's not true. Queen guitarist Brian May is saying that is false. We did not turn anything down. We would have loved to do it. We were never asked.
So they're not playing at all, or they're not opening?
They're not playing at all. They don't have a song nominated in the... I guess because all the songs that were in the movie were songs from back in the day. Because usually it's best original song from a soundtrack. Is that what it is?
Got it. Well, those are original songs.
They are, but they weren't written for the soundtrack. They were songs that...
Oh, is that the way it works?
I guess.
Yeah, the song has to be written for the film. Oh. And the songwriter has to be inspired by the film to come up with the song.
Oh, that's bunk.
So he Instagrammed Brian May for Real is his Instagram handle. Nope. We never turned down playing at the Oscars. We're just happy and proud that Bohemian Rhapsody has received 5 nominations, and we will be there in support. Bri.
By the way, that wasn't always the rule. That rule came into effect around 1940. Originally, you could do what Queen is doing here.
And just take any. Yeah.
Well, it just seems like, you know, in an award show that's growing increasingly irrelevant...
Oh, snap.
That you would want to... A movie about music? About musicians?
Right.
About artists? That you would want to celebrate that and not...
I guess
find rules to keep that from being involved.
They should have come up with a new rule. Yeah. Or maybe they should have come up with a new Queen song.
Right.
All right. So, emojis. People use them.
I like them.
I use them really sparingly, but some people are super creative with them. Like, they can tell you a whole story just using emojis. And they've added a bunch that, and one of them is very special. Ladies, young girls,
young girls,
people who care about your monthly cycle.
Uh-oh. Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo is thrilled about this. there's a period emoji now. So there's a place called Plan International UK, and they've been trying to get a period emoji in there for a while. Like, I can't, I'm on my period, you know, whatever. but their submission was a pair of panties with a blood stain on them.
Oh, gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was rejected.
Good.
Sadly. So this year they submitted again, and they submitted just a giant drop of blood. It's like a teardrop, but it's red. And this is the period emoji. And this is about to be added to your phone.
Do you like it?
Sure. I don't care. And also, if I prick my finger, I could be like, ooh, I cut myself and my period came off. I got my period for my finger. Sure, a drop of blood, totally fine. But it is supposed to denote a period. You know, you shouldn't be... Every girl has to have her period. And I guess there are places, though, where... have you ever seen those things, the period packs? They send them to girls in villages so that
sure.
they don't have to go and hide themselves away during the week that they have their period.
Yeah, go bleed out somewhere.
Yeah, they literally will stick them in a hut and they bleed out and sit on rags all day.
Or leave.
In like the red hut.
Right.
It's awful. So they do these things where you do a backpack and it's got like tons of sanitary napkins and, you know, I don't know, wipes. I don't know what they...
Yeah, I don't know what's in the pack, but certainly I'm aware of them.
Clean yourself off. Let's go back to school. But these
please tell me the period hut thing is a myth and that it doesn't continue to happen today.
Totally real. Like these
real times. Today.
Even if they don't go out into a hut, these girls don't go to school when they have their periods because they don't have anything to control the flow and they stay home. They don't get that week of education. And it makes them suffer. It makes them feel like they're afflicted.
But the hut thing...
No, the hut's real.
Well,
I mean,
real. It's not...
No, I'm sure there's still places where the hut's real. Don't ask me. I don't know.
I don't travel around the room.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said it like it's still happening. I'm just trying to think. It can't. We can't be there.
There have to be places where there's a hut and the ladies all hang out bleeding together.
There's something out 4 hours ago. This is a story. A winter's tale from women banished to period huts in Nepal. It's still going on.
Oh, my Lord.
They're trying to get them banned.
The period huts?
Yeah.
Seems like...
We should be passing out sanitary
Here's another one. This is a headline. Young woman dies in fourth period hut tragedy this year.
Oh, my God. What, did she freeze to death?
I don't know.
Like wolves attack? They smelt the blood?
Oh, come on.
Well, what? It's horrible. What happened to her?
They're saying smoke inhalation. Thought to have killed a 21-year-old exiled during menstruation despite ban on custom.
Yeah, they're cast out.
21-year-old?
Yeah.
Don't you think she'd go, I'm not falling for this one. I'm leaving town. Yeah, I'm going to walk right past that period hut to another town. Have a good one.
Yeah, I'm sure
they're calling it
would be great if it was that easy.
An illegal practice, but it still goes on.
Anyway, the
emoji.
The emoji is being added. There are 59 new emojis that are going to make it into the sixth major update to the official roster of emojis. But of those 59, there are 171 variants for gender and skin tones, which makes it a grand total of about 230 new emojis.
Did you see the other new entry that has
all the
ladies?
Did I just Gary Radnich you?
No. Well, I mean, I have the story, but do you have the one, the other one that girls are all excited about?
Oh. Is it that girls and girls together?
No.
Is it 925 says... There's also going to be a small penis emoji, perfect for using.
Oh.
What?
It's
like
a hand
ones,
making
though.
A pinching gesture.
I did see that. I didn't know if that was
which
like...
Which everyone is calling the tiny ween emoji.
I like
so
that.
So ladies, get ready to send this to anyone who sends you an unsolicited junk pic.
Nice.
So you get a ween that you didn't want and you send
an
back
unwanted ween.
Here it is.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah, I saw that.
Teeny weeny.
That's so funny. It's not the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, just a pinch of sugar? Just
oh,
a pinch of
you
salt.
Weren't thinking doobie?
The medicine.
Oh, doobie. Oh, doobie. That would be
a doobie motion.
They should just put a doobie in there. Actually, is there any weed emoji? I think there's a pot leaf, isn't there?
There is.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, rather than the pair of underwear marked with blood, the new menstruation emoji will take the form of a single drop of blood. There'll also be a yawning face, a person kneeling, a sloth, an otter, an orangutan. Did you say orangutan? I used to always say orangutan.
Yeah, that's the way you say it.
But there's no G at the end.
There isn't.
Well,
so are you supposed to say orangutan?
The G isn't there.
Yeah.
But you throw it in anyway.
But it does. It should be.
It's not a silent G. It's an invisible G.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So there's always times where I'm like, going to see if I can find the emoji I want.
And there's just too many of them to get through?
And I can't find the one I want to describe what I'm trying to say. So I'm like, brats. Have you ever been like, man, where's the period emoji?
No, I have not.
I really need it.
I don't because
some kind
I
of blood.
You know what though? I never really look for like, sometimes now it's helpful that when you write something, it pops up an emoji that you could use for it. I'm like, oh, look at that. I wrote horse and there's a little horse. Mm-hmm. I think that's great because I do not have the time in my life to search through pages of emojis and try to figure out what effing emoji I'm going to use. I'm just not going to do it. There are people who have their own emojis of themselves and doing all different things.
No.
And I'm like, look at how clever that is. That's amazing. I wish I had the time in my life to do that. I just don't. I'd rather pick my nose than look.
Well, you don't have the interest. You certainly could say, "I'm not making purses today. I'm going to do emojis."
I'm going to go do emojis. You're right. Well, my hobby is very time consuming.
About the orangutan thing.
Yeah.
Here, let me play this for you.
No one says orangutan.
No one says orangutan though.
Google says orangutan.
But
no
I saw it written, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's right. It's not orangutan."
Don't jump on that bandwagon.
Orangutan.
Anybody.
Orangutan.
Don't say that.
I'm
orangutan.
Saying it from now on.
Do not say orangutan.
I won't. Don't worry.
Nobody's even know.
I never even say the word orangutan. Who even ever says that?
Yeah,
I say it all the time.
For what? What do you say orangutan for?
Talk about monkeys and stuff.
When are you doing that?
Talking about the zoo.
Hey, are orangutans the ones with the big blue butt? That's a baboon.
That's a baboon.
Okay, which ones are orangutans?
The orange ones.
Yeah.
These guys right here. Here.
Like
I got
from
it.
The. Clint Eastwood
from
movie.
The Clint Eastwood
oh, yeah.
movie.
That's
exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I never
said
that.
Right?
Here's mm-hmm. another source. Oh,
orangutan.
Man.
Orangutan.
Yeah, no one said that.
I orangutan. Wonder if Clint said it that way.
Oh.
He didn't.
He's not a chimp. He's an orangutan.
What? What's that?
Sorry, Clint.
That
we don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. There's also a skunk, a flamingo, garlic, a waffle. a falafel, a Hindu temple, ballet shoes, a Daya lamp. What's a Daya lamp?
I don't know.
D-I-Y-A. And a bunch more. See, I had a bunch of them here. There's a lot of disability ones, too. There's like a mechanical arm. There's a wheelchair.
Is the Daya lamp all caps? Maybe it's an acronym.
No.
You know, it's a type of lamp here.
Yeah.
Let me see what it looks
like. I guess an oil lamp of sorts.
It says, notably from India and Nepal, comes up again.
Oh.
Made from clay.
It's like a little clay pot.
Dipped in vegetable oils.
So it's some kind of oil, and then you just burn the wick into it. Oh, that's really neat.
It's pretty.
It is pretty, actually. I wonder what theirs is going to look like. I won't know what it is when I see it. There's going to be wheelchairs, guide dogs, hearing aids. Mm. And tons of stuff to include people with disabilities and people of different ethnicities. An ice cube. I can't believe they're just getting an ice cube. And then lots of couples. So like two people holding hands, and now you can make either of them any gender or any race or any ethnicity. So that
each single person can be a different, so it can represent you.
Right, you and your significant other. You know, maybe it's two dudes and one of them's white and one of them is Asian or something.
Cool.
Yeah. So that is what's happening in the world of your phone. Because it matters.
It's the only world I know now.
So, if you were going to buy a $14 million condo, apparently your earnest money on that is about $600,000, which is just the money that you put up saying, I'm serious. You know, I'm making an offer, and here's, you know, I don't know, half of 1% of whatever the thing is. And a lot of times, if you wind up backing out of the deal, you lose your earnest money. That's money that's been put up to make this person enter into a contract with you. And so sometimes you can cancel the contract, but other times, no, you lose that money. Kim and Kanye just forfeited $600,000. That condo that he bought her for Christmas, they decided they don't want it. And in deciding that, I'm sure it's nothing to them. It's like for you dropping a $10 bill and being like, oh, I thought I had a 10 in here. For them, $600,000 is like that. So they are no longer going to go through with the deal for a $14 million super exclusive Miami Beach condo. They felt, after talking about it, that their money would be better spent on a piece of property that's more private and secluded and has something for the whole family. They wanted something the whole family could enjoy. So they're losing their $600,000 down payment.
I know that feeling.
This is did you lose down payment before?
Well, no, but I would have bought a pickup truck.
Oh.
But I bought a van instead.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because I got a family.
Yeah.
I got two kids.
Did you see the pictures of this condo?
It's a great condo. We saw it when it was a gift from him to her at Christmas time. And there were photos of them. Here they are on the balcony of it. They had taken possession of it, apparently. Or he got to show it to her before they closed. I'm not sure. But they actually call it the Billionaire Beach Bunker. That this particular place is just all billionaires and rich people.
Wow.
So he surprised her with a condo there, and they're saying it lacked privacy, and so they've decided they're going to go for like the Bahamas or maybe their own island or something, someplace where the kids can play and the paparazzi have to stay away. We're going to circle it with a ring of guard boats, and they'll be shooting down anyone who comes within 1 mile of the beach.
Can you imagine just writing off $600,000.
No, I can't. But for them, I mean, I don't know what their combined net worth is, but I'm sure that they went, oh, bummer, we'll have to give that up, but oh well.
Oh well.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh well.
What is she worth? $350 million.
Is that all? She's poor. Mm-hmm. And what's he worth? He's got to be a 150 guy.
Probably. What do we say?
He's got like clothing stuff too, right?
Yeah. But you would think...
250.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I guess someone could do the math for you to tell you if it's worth it. You'd almost go, let's go through with it, hold on to it for a year, and flip it for profit rather than lose $600,000.
Or maybe they think, we can get a place on this island for $8 million, and now we're saving $6
million. Okay.
So we're forfeiting that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I just don't know if I could do it. And you're right. They're not going to use it anyway, so who cares? Just keep it for a year and try and sell it. But maybe it's out on the market for a long time. Okay. The only reason I'm doing this is because Chris Brown is so funny. So Chris Brown the guy who bit Rihanna, and Offset. Offset is one of the guys from Migos, but not the one that's married to
Cardi B.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I thought he was the guy with Cardi B.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is Cardi B's husband. They're in a fight.
Chris and Offset
mm-hmm. over 21 Savage. So 21 Savage he's got an album in the top 10 right now. He's got a hit song.
And in trouble with the law, right?
He's in trouble because he's not a citizen and has long overstayed his visa. And there are varying reports. So he's been picked up by immigration. He's a guy from the UK, and he came here on a visa. There are differing times. Some people are saying he came here when he was 14. Others are saying, no, he's been here since he was 7. Mm-hmm. He's always claimed Atlanta as, the place where he grew up and cut his teeth. But either way, Chris Brown took a video of 21 Savage and overdubbed it with what he was calling... Frankly, it doesn't sound like an English accent at all to me, but it's just, it's an overdub of someone who's apparently supposed to sound English. And he just thought it was hilarious. Oh, this is, the guy's English. So then he starts beefing with Offset over the whole thing. Offset writes, memes ain't funny. Lame. So Chris Brown replies, F you, little boy. Better worry about what you got going and focus on you. All this cap on IG is what's lame. Yo, energy won't like that when I came to the drink show in LA. If you don't get yo a hip, a hop, a hibbit to the hip, hip, hop, and you don't stop the rockin' face ass out of my comments, sensitive ass N-word, call me personally. You want some clout when all you gotta do is pull up. No camera, no flexin', and at all. If you a real man, fight me. Oh, and another thing, S my D.
Oh, my God.
Awesome!
Oh, Chris.
That guy.
Oh,
my God. Oh, it's just so fun. Anywho, that's
Wait
what's going
minute.
On in there. Yes.
What did we just hear about him? That he was in trouble in France or something?
Yeah.
Right.
Or
a rape
allegation. But then they were like, no, and let him go. And he left.
So he's back in the States.
No, okay. Sounds like it. Yeah. I don't know where he is.
I was trying to figure out, why did he make the news just recently?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because someone screamed rape.
Said mm-hmm. he was a groupie, went back to their hotel room, and she was raped a few
by
times.
Several different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the police looked into it, and it didn't hold up. Or, okay, apparently it didn't hold up. I wasn't there, and I don't know what happened.
Right.
But they let him go, so I'm assuming it didn't hold up.
Hip, 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 hop,
and you don't stop. Rocking to the bang, bang, boogie. Oh. I don't know this version. What's coming up, Minnie?
A Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Oh, my goodness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte in Spearhead. Turn up. I love this song.
I know. It's beautiful.
Michael Fronte in Spearhead performing this Friday. That would be tomorrow night, February 8th, at the Fillmore in San Francisco. If you want to go, call right now, 800-400-3697. We got these tickets for caller number 9.
What's up?
Sorry, one other thing, Vinny. We also just posted something. Michael Fronte did something with Dr. Oz.
Right. Oh, he did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we just posted sort of a
It was a Facebook thing that they did. Yeah. So it's on the Sarah and Vinny.
What was
Facebook.
It about? Yoga?
It was about...
Supplements?
No, it was about Michael's music and Dr. Oz just telling how much he loved him and what a huge fan he was. So it was basically about Michael.
Yeah. It's neat.
It's great.
Back over to you, Vinay.
Oh, hold on. Let me hit it again.
Ooh, echoing.
Take three.
Report.
You're welcome.
Take one. Report.
What's up, everyone?
Stop. Who did that? Stop doing that.
That wasn't me.
That was you, Sarah.
You guys are bananas.
Oh, my God.
You're bananas.
God.
Oh, look at your smile.
Well, who did that one? I was busy. Bryn.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Area's most eligible bachelor.
Oh!
Humon Khalili makes the top 10 most actually the top. Did they do 5 and 5?
Is it 5 chicks, 5 dudes?
Yeah, I think it's 5.
The
and five.
Top 5 most eligible bachelors in the Bay Area.
He's number 1, actually.
Thank you.
Just in case you're wondering how the ranking goes. I mean, he's right up there. Look at this. He's right at the top. There's no one up higher than him on
Who
this
are
page.
These other dudes? What are their accomplishments? Anything?
Being on the same page as Humon Khalili Sabet. That's what they're accomplishing.
And even when you open the article, your eyes automatically go to Humon first.
Yeah, he's right there at the top.
Well, he's on the right, you know, the opens the fold. Yeah. There he is, featured. Right.
Oh, looking just dashing.
Then it took me like half a second to find Maolani or whatever her name is.
Oh, Maolani. Yeah, so this is in the Nob Hill Gazette, and there we put a link to the photos. You've got to see this. It's so great. It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Thank you for sponsoring the news, Human. Great news.
Anyway, thanks, Human.
Thanks, Human.
Great job, buddy. Pebble Beach Pro-Am starts today. That's a big deal down in Monterey. So if you've got people calling in sick, well, they might be sick. They also might be headed down to check because the rain's going to come. So if there's any day to go watch the Pro-Am, it's today. So
yeah.
Who do we see? Bill Murray? He's always there.
Bill Murray, Clint Eastwood, and Andy Garcia. Did they call it the whiskey round? They do holes 1, 2, 3, 17, and 18. Mm. And then they are done. I think Clint won.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Just fun. Just, you know, photo op. Play a little golf.
Okay. Mm. Well, anyway, the storm track is headed our way, though, and more wet weather is in the forecast. So today's your day.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Rain tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and into next week.
Yeah. Well.
Also snow.
We need it. It's good. It's depressing, but it's good. Enjoy today.
Did our boy already head up mountain? Do we know if Johnny's...
Johnny?
Like, came in, did a podcast, and then they flew him right back to the mountaintop.
No, they flew him to Connecticut, where he wasn't going to be in the snow.
That.
He's calling some event from Connecticut, where I guess NBC's Olympic broadcast
studios are. Was it the World Championships or something?
Cause it is, something
Lindsay
like that.
Lindsay Vonn's there competing, and she just fell.
And this is her last one, too. Yeah. Poor thing. Oof.
So, I think that's it. It's time for her to be done, you mean?
Yeah.
It's too bad. She really had ambitions to break. There's a record she's really close to, like most World Cup wins. Mm. And she would have been.
Well.
But she's still the most winning female skier.
Going professional athlete is super interesting to me because you depend on your body. And it's not like your body purposefully sells you out. It can't do it anymore.
It must feel that way, though. How dare
There's
you?
There's other routes to
not
go.
Support me.
I've been really well. I don't want to. I have neighbors that they were pro athletes.
Yeah,
and they've
were.
Well,
you
they
just said were.
They were.
They're not anymore.
CanePerformance.com. My neighbors were like, he's the best triathlete mm-hmm. for men. She was a professional cyclist and runner, and competed. She was like an Olympian or something. But now they're coaches. And they make their living coaching other people. It's neat. They've segued into a way to stay within their sport, but they don't, you know, compete anymore. I mean, what are you going to do? You turn 50, you still can't.
Listen, I'm 100% with you. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I turned 30. I was like, well, that's enough physical activity for a lifetime. Maybe I'll get like one of those rolling little carts you can ride on, like you see at Target.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was
at
fun.
What age was
they
that?
Are fun.
30.
30-ish?
Yeah.
Really?
I was using that when I
the
broke
day
my
when
ankle.
You came in here and you, in the wheelchair and I
but
almost
no,
died.
I mean, when I had the excuse to use it at Target and Costco, I had a actually fun time.
Well, and everybody can jump on. Jump on, ride you around.
Valentine's is right around the corner, everyone. Mm. It's the holiday for love.
Yeah. It's an occasion.
People were asked to grade their partner's efforts on Valentine's Day, and most people gave an F.
Yeah, oh no, John gets an F. But I get an F too. We don't celebrate it. I say that it's wrong to only show love and affection and romance on Valentine's Day. I think that's something that if you want your relationship to work, you should do regularly.
The average thing a person wants is they were asked, so what would you want for Valentine's Day? They're not outrageous.
Yeah.
They're not off over the top. Nice dinner out was the normal ask.
That's not nice, right?
And
to get taken out for
like,
dinner.
I can't get a dinner. This lady can't get a dinner over here.
Just the two of us.
I'm
a little
sitting
dinner.
On a gold mine and I can't get a meal.
I would prefer a handwritten love note. How nice would that be to get a little love
note? That's
something
too
much.
Now you're talking outrageous.
That's
you've gone completely off the deep end. No, but I
mean,
really, it's embarrassing.
Really?
Don't make me do that.
Oh, I'm making you, or we're breaking up.
Don't make me.
I want the love note.
I don't want to do it.
You've done it.
I have done it, and it embarrassed the hell out of me.
Well, also you screwed it up.
I know. I misspelled my own name on it.
Well,
but
stuff happens.
I did actually do it.
Yeah.
I wrote her a love note.
It's nice.
That girl.
Do you remember what you wrote? Your eyes are like the azure.
You know what?
Skies.
I do have like a hint of what it said somewhere in here.
You have the cutest boobies I've ever seen. Like the best ones ever.
And I honestly believe.
No rivals.
Even if you never stop punching me, I would never say.
Oh.
Like, I'll never in a million years tell you even a percentage of the sentence I have in my head. Yeah. It will never
Handwritten
happen.
Handwritten love note is a beautiful thing to have, though, because you tuck it into your wallet, and there it is, you know? Anytime you're feeling low, you pull it out, and you remember how much.
So you have one in your wallet now?
I didn't say that.
Uh-oh.
Let me see the one you got.
Absolutely not. I would never show that to you. That's a private note from John.
You have a love note in your wallet from John right now.
Yes.
And it's next to your like rescue $100 bill.
It is next to my rescue $100 bill. You know, I'll show you the folded note. Actually,
to prove,
am I going to have to take this thing out of my wallet now? Because he's going to go through my wallet.
Oh, like I'd actually do that. Jesus.
He'll pay an intern to do it. So
I am not you, sir.
I didn't do it.
I don't go through people's stuff.
You're fired if you go through my wallet.
No one's going through your wallet, you weirdo.
He's in there like gesticulating wildly like he's about to go through my stuff.
Yeah, don't touch anybody's stuff.
He's a gesticulator.
No one's going to go through your wallet for crying out loud. So go get it and show it to us.
I'm not going to. Just trust me. It's in there next to my emergency $100 bill. It's just a small piece of paper. I was looking at it the other day.
So did he have to rewrite it in teensy tiny writing in order to get it to fit on a note that was foldable into a...
It's just like a little note he left me one time.
It's not two pages front
and
back?
No. And
no spaces?
When he leaves to go on a trip or something and I'm going to be alone at the house, everywhere I go in the house, I'll open up this drawer on my computer monitor, here, that like all little notes. He puts up little post-it notes.
He leaves trash all over the place when he leaves?
That is not trash.
Oh.
Those are special, and
they
keep
are?
Them. Mm-hmm.
You keep them?
Yeah. In fact, a lot of them are still up. If you go around my house, you can look. It'll say, like, do the bills with his, little caricature that we draw of him. Do the bills.
That's a love note?
In my, he was thinking of me. It's cute.
Oh.
And then in my drawer where I keep all my vibrators, I opened it up, and he's like, no!
I said no.
It's funny.
Huh.
Back to you.
A nice dinner. Can a girl get a nice dinner out?
Yes.
That's all they ask for. The average person gives their partner's Valentine's Day efforts an F. All they want is a nice dinner out.
Yeah.
Chocolate is on the list at number two.
Mm.
Flowers, number three.
Flowers are always nice.
A massage at number four.
Oh.
A home-cooked meal at number five.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take some jewelry. SFGCJM.com. That's
SFJCGCJM.com.
I even have it in front of me and I got it wrong.
It's a hard one, though, if you're not looking right at it. There's a lot
fun.
Of letters.
Yeah.
You guys should just be San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart.com. I'm sure, though, if you just typed in San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart, it would take you to SFJCJM.com.
A trip to somewhere warm and exotic. Now you're getting out of hand.
Yeah,
a nice dinner out is an easy ask. A spa package.
A night or two at a local hotel and tickets to a comedy show make the list.
Oh, that's fun.
I want to watch that comedian rip you a new one.
Yeah. That's going to be funny for
me. Let's go. This will be so fun.
Mm. We're going to sit right up front.
By the way, our friend Scott Capurro posted some things on his Facebook page. It was a set he did. I don't know where. But this is the thing I've been telling him he should do. It's he was on fire. It's outrageous.
He's
and
so good.
Offensive.
Right.
And right up my alley. You might not like it, but what he posted was hysterical. Mm. I was like,
yeah, he's great.
There you go, kid. That's how you do it. I mean, it's not going to get mass. It won't penetrate because people will be, if anything, they'll be like, I'm outraged.
Well, maybe they'll repost it because they're so outraged. That's helpful, too.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Any publicity is good publicity.
You say.
I do. But that's what he needed to do for a long time. Like, posting a half-hour-long set is not... What you do is you take the best 1 minute of your set and post that.
Well, that guy got huge just posting that thing about the doorbell.
Yeah.
Company.
It's a good one.
He got huge.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the opposite of the... People just want a little effort on Valentine's Day. Other people were asked, are you expecting the best sex of the year on Valentine's Day?
Oh.
And the answer is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep. Vitamin up.
I'm so full.
Vitamin up.
I'm so full from that.
Where's your stamina?
No, I don't have that. I have a full belly and a buzz.
58% of people say they better have the best sex that day than any other day of the year.
I think the best sex should be on your birthday.
Oh, birthday.
Yeah. Like, you got to, like, do a little something special on the
Give
birthday.
Me the good stuff. Yeah. What do you mean you're done?
Yeah, I ate that big meal. Remember when we were eating at that nice dinner you wanted to go to? And then all those drinks. Oh.
85%
say, do it this weekend?
Yes, they absolutely try harder in bed on Valentine's Day.
Why don't they try harder in bed all the time?
Because that's the day that they ate too much. Oh. These people, they know what's happening later.
I'm just having a salad. I need to preserve my stamina.
I'm trying
for you.
To stay light.
Delilah.
Right.
I'll give it to you good later.
I lotioned up and shaved for you.
Oh, Troy.
Troy.
I can't wait.
Troy?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
Troy and Delilah. Yeah. Maybe she'd all been right. Samson. Oh, Samson.
Anyway.
I can't wait. No, let's skip dinner and go right to it.
A lot of people are expecting your best effort this Valentine's Day. So
you better put out.
Yeah.
In keeping with our Valentine's Day theme, the top words for sex that are a turnoff. Now, the second I read the headline, I went,
use that.
Make love.
Oh,
screw.
Yeah.
I thought screw. Screw.
Oh, don't
she
say
hates
that
screw.
Word.
Make so, love is an absolute turnoff. That's what your parents say.
The reason I say the make love is because I read a lot of books, and authors are supposed to be able to turn a word. Yep. Like, come on,
that's their
man.
Whole job.
You're an author.
Right.
Find something new.
Mm. Yeah.
What book are you reading where they're making love?
A bunch of books use make love for the sex scene.
Feel like making love.
I'm always man.
That's a song, Brandon.
You're an author.
Bad Company.
No,
that's gross. We want classic rock, Bad Company,
yeah.
Feel Like Making Love. Which, by the way, at my house is Feel Like Folding Clothes. Ow. Ow.
That's a dumb song.
Fornicate is the top turnoff word for sex.
Fornicate, yeah. That's what my grandma says. You've raised nothing but a bunch of fornicators.
Thanks,
Nana.
I don't even use that word.
Yeah.
How about, does anyone ever say, let's go have some premarital sex?
That's not on the list. That's,
how
I guess.
About, I can't wait to couple with you later.
Oh.
Coupling, nope.
No, that's too bad.
Smash, hump. Uh-oh.
Pound, hump is a great word.
Bang, screw.
Oh, bang is great.
Yeah, those
hit
are
a
bad.
Home run and
oh,
copulate. Well, they're supposed to be bad.
Copulate.
These are the top.
No one says
these
copulate.
Are the top turnoffs. I don't have the good ones. These are the top turnoffs.
Hey, bring back hump.
Yeah, I like hump.
Yeah,
hump
I
is
like
good.
Hump too.
You want a hump?
He's humping away most every
day. That loves that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's do a couple of these.
Copulate.
My church works with Days for Girls to make and donate reusable cloth panty liners so that girls in third world countries won't miss school. That's nice. From 415.
What's it called? I went to look it up too. Days for Girls is what
Days
that one is
for Girls. Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's organizations like that where to help girls like continue to have a regular life while they're on the while they have their period.
I'm gonna put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Days for Girls?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Zoos say orangutan. Once again, Hooman proves he knows nothing about animals, just like he knows nothing about marriage or children.
Oh, you don't know anything about orangutans.
Yeah.
That's how I'm saying it from now on. It's an orangutan.
Yeah, we're never going to say that.
I'm saying
it. As angry as that texter is, no one says orangutan.
And actually, they say orangutan.
They orangutan. Say, no, we're going to say orangutans.
Orangutan.
Orangutans.
Orangutan. Orangutan. But orangutan sounds much better. It's an orangutan.
Hooman, you know what, though, to this 510, Hooman is the best name dropper in the wide world.
That is
so
true.
Well, he is good
at
things.
Look at them redeeming themselves.
No, that was Vinny saying that.
No, I said that.
Yeah, that was Vinny.
In his
defense. I guess they didn't.
In Hooman's
defense.
So
if he calls them orangutans, that's what they are. Orangutan.
But that reminds me. Have you guys interviewed him?
Who, the orangutan?
No. aren't we talking about Harrison Ford? We weren't talking about Harrison. I've interviewed him one time. And
I interviewed him one time.
Ah,
it was a big disappointment.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
No, he's not that great.
The number one name dropper.
Yeah.
That was an example. He's done. That's
and I know
one of
some
moves.
Hardcore name droppers.
Yeah.
Hardcore. I'm thinking of one in particular.
Right, even, I know that one.
That guy might actually have an edge on Hooman.
He might.
Oh.
He might.
No way.
Who? I can't
I'll
hear.
Tell you during the break. I'm not going to say it because he's a friend of mine.
Non-words.
So, but wow. What a
it's
name
hard
problem.
To hear non-words.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and...
Am
just,
I out of time?
Yep, we're all exiting. Right. Goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.